On the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, he's the coach of the Covered Mesa men's wrestling team, Chuck Pfeiffer. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, Jim. How you doing today?
Doing fine. Congratulations on the win against San Francisco State, 28-17, where they had some forfeits, and it was just kind of a really interesting evening in terms of matches you were able to get contested in that one, but your 15th-ranked Mavericks getting the win against San Francisco State.
You know, it was a little tougher, and, you know, really right now, and we're seeing it, you know, in all sports. I mean, I think the girls had a makeup game last night, you know, at Black Hill State, and what, played three games in 4 days? That is never, you know, an easy thing to do, especially in their sport. But, you know, I mean, Shadron canceled last week, and I think we're all going through that a little bit, you know. We are pretty fortunate that we have a pretty large roster. And you look at the difference there. San Francisco has a 28-man roster. In fact, they're held to that. Well, we can hold a roster of any size, and we're able to have a roster of about 43, and is what we have right now. And so we're able to plug some guys in. And you obviously saw that at, you know, 157s, 165s. I think Daniel Magana wrestled 41s last year for us, and he wound up wrestling 157s. And then we had Tanner Sinigeni. He wrestled, 165 for us. So we're able to reach down into some of our depth and get some guys in there and make sure and fill some of those weights. But, again, I think everybody's going through some of that, and that's definitely what happened to San Francisco where they, you know, had to forfeit those top three weights.
Yeah, the only six matches were contested on the evening. Colin Metzger, second-ranked, 133. Kind of got the ball rolling for you with the win, and then you had Seth Latham, who had probably the best match of the night, 174 pounds, came with 11-0 victory in his match. It was his 50th career victory wearing the Maverick singlets. So Seth Latham with an outstanding victory against San Francisco State.
You know what? Seth has just been super resilient. I mean, it's his fourth year starting for us, and started as a true freshman. In fact, pulled his red shirt the first weekend of our duel when we wrestled, I think it was University of Nebraska Kearney that year. Anyway, he's just been so resilient. I mean, he hasn't missed a match of any sort, you know, and for him to get his 50th win, that's a great feat for him. I mean, probably last year he had five or six matches, you know, so, or seven maybe at the most. So, you know, to be able to get that for him is pretty awesome. You know, he'll still have 1 year left. We'll see if he uses his, you know, basically his super senior year with the COVID year he has coming. So, you know, but he's done a great job for us. And, you know, national qualifier 2 years ago and just really doing a good job. And as far as Colin, you know, Colin just went out, took care of business. And, you know, Colin obviously ranked second. Now he might have dropped here a little bit this last week, but, you know, that it's that time of year, and guys are really starting to pick it up and that. And we should this week, you know, be pretty much full boat.
Chuck Pfeiffer, coach of the CMU men's wrestling team, with us on the Team Sports Network. Do want to talk about your redshirt freshman, Nick Gallegos. He picked up a win at 149, 9-6 victory over Basil Othman, 7-3 victory there. So your freshman had a nice evening against San Francisco State, getting the victory at 149.
You know what? And Nick's doing a good job for us. And you know, he's getting some good wins. And, you know, he's definitely got his work cut out in the arm or in the regional, because at 49 is just pretty stacked weight. You know, he's doing a good job. I mean, we just got a great group of freshmen, and he's one of those guys that is really, you know, just stepping up for us and, you know, doing a good job for us there at 149.
Chuck Pfeiffer, coach of the CMU men's wrestling team, with us today on the Team Sports Network. Now it's a Bank of Colorado battle in Brownson coming up this Thursday. Chuck, your old alma mater, then Southern Colorado, now CSU Pueblo, coming into Brownson Arena to square off against your Mavericks.
You know what? We're excited about that. I mean, you know, Jeff Franklin there at the Bank of Colorado, super excited, and he's done a great job of supporting us, whether it's the, you know, Steak and Crab Fest or the Battle in Brownson. And, you know, just couldn't ask for more for him there from there on that on and supporting us from the Bank of Colorado for this. But, yeah, wrestle CSU Pueblo. I mean, Dax is a good friend of mine. known him for years. He came in, you know, right as I was leaving CSU Pueblo. And so, it's exciting anytime, you know, CSU Pueblo comes in here or we go and wrestle there. It's good and, you know, definitely want to win, that's for sure. And, you know, we'll see what lineup they put on the mat, but we'll, definitely be ready to go on Thursday night.
Well, they're coming off a loss to Adams State, 26-13, in their last time out on the mats. Tell us about some of their top wrestlers, Chuck. Better in the upper weights, lower weights? Give us kind of the preview that you know about the Thunderwolves.
You know what? Their heavyweight, Gavin Nye, national qualifier 2 years ago. He's ranked in the top 12 there somewhere. I'm not quite know what number there. But he's definitely solid for him there at heavyweight. He's done a good job over the years. A little 25-pounder. I can't remember his name right offhand. But he's been a good one for him last year. In fact, I think he beat us in the duel, but we wound up beating him in the regional, for Pueblo there at 25s. And, you know, they've got a couple other kids. Melendez at 149s is solid. Gavin Melendez is his name at 149s. And he's definitely, been around for a while. I think he's a super senior. And, he gave Noah Hermosillo from Adams a good go last week, which Noah's ranked fourth in the country. But Gavin Melendez gave him a good match there. So that'll be a good match for Nick there on Thursday night.
So make sure you get your tickets now. The Bank of Colorado Battle in Brownson this Thursday night, 6 o'clock. The Mavericks take on CSU Pueblo at Brownson Arena. And then Sunday, Chuck, another chance for Maverick fans to get out and cheer you guys on. Take on number 21, Colorado School of Mines, 3 o'clock on Sunday at Brownson Arena. So another important matchup for your wrestling team.
You bet. It will be a good matchup. We're doing a community night that night, and any programs, whether it's peewee, youth, junior high, high school, whatever it may be, can get in free to the Mavericks there on Sunday there to support us. And, Colorado School of Mines, I think it's been 3 to 4 years since we've actually beat them in a duel. You know, we beat them in some tournaments here and there, but I think we beat them at regionals last year, beat them at the national tournament. But dual-wise, they, over the years, have been able to put a pretty good squad together and, pretty solid team from top to bottom. So we're looking forward to that match on Sunday.